This is Brother Billy coming back to you by way of radio, and I'm so thankful and so proud today that you've allowed me to come into your home and to be a part of your day. I thank God for the opportunity to come and talk with you, and I pray that something that I say or do today will be of a help to you, that I might be able to say something that would cause you to take new courage and to serve God with greater intensity, and that He might be more and more your all and your all. You know, the thing that's been on my mind so much lately, children of God and friends, is that no matter who you are, no matter where you go to church, no matter who your ministers are, no matter what you are, if you call yourself a Baptist, if you call yourself Methodist, if you call yourself Nazarene or Church of God or Holiness or any one of a thousand others, today the standards have been lowered. Oh, today, people today are allowing things to be done and taught among the people that 50 years ago was clearly wrong, and today it's become explainable, it's become excusable, and they found a way around it. But friends, the Word of God hasn't changed. The truth of God will stand when the world's on fire. The whole heaven and earth will be moved, but He said not one jot or one tittle of His Word would pass away. And oh, I thought today how precious the hope of that good home in heaven is. And you know, if we want to go to heaven, we must live for heaven. You know, today, all over our country, we've got beautiful highways, and I travel a lot, and we've got interstates, and I think sometimes how amazing it is. I get on an interstate less than, well, maybe a mile, a little over a mile from my house, and I can go, and I go sometimes 1,000 miles and never see a red light, because the only time I ever stop is to get off and get gas and get back on. And how amazing that is. But do you know, if I didn't know the way to where I was going, if I was going somewhere where I hadn't been before and I didn't study the road map, my friends, I could get lost. I could get turned around, and if I was in unfamiliar territory where I'd never been, I could think I was going north and I'd be going south. And today, that's what so many people are doing. They're just beating the air with uncertainty. They don't know what they affirm, and they don't know where all they affirm. And oh, thank God, glory to God, we need to get a hold of the Word of God. We need to come back down to that plumb line of God's Word, friend. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. When Amos looked, and he saw the Lord on the wall with a plumb line in his hand, and a wall that was made by a plumb line. And the Lord said, Amos, what seest thou? And he said, I see a plumb line. And the Lord said, behold, I will set in the midst of my people a plumb line, and I will not pass by them anymore. And friends, he will not. That plumb line needs to be drawn down and tightened up. Us men that profess to be ministers of God, I've thought about so many times. I believe Jesus told the Pharisees, said, you can pass land and sea to make one proselyte, and then you make him fourfold more the child of the devil than you. And friends, us ministers have got to live holiness. We've got to live that example before the people. We must not allow our life to be gainsaid. And all I've thought this morning so many times, you know, it's so important to be able to stand before the people and to say, brethren and sisters, come and follow me and do this, and not say, you need to do this and you need to do that, and all the time you're guilty of the same things. Oh, there's so many people today that can preach or talk a good fight, and then you look at them and they're cowards in the battle. Friends, we need to get a hold of God and get the whole armor of God on and get down to the nitty-gritty of this thing. Listen today, there's too much. We live in a world today where that people today, it's the average person wants his own way. They want to carve out their own path. They want to do things the way that's pleasing to them in their own sight. But friends, it's time we put our ways and our thoughts and our ideals in the scrap basket and take the Word of God as our guide. Oh, thank God. Friends, the old prophet Isaiah told them, said, forsake your ways and return to the Lord. We need to return to the Lord today. So many people today professing God and living for the devil. And there's so many people that are really good people today, and their minds are so clouded up that they don't even know what's right and what's wrong. They don't know, because one person tells them one thing and another one tells them something else. The Word of God said over in 1 Peter, he said, if a man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And friends, if Brother Billy Parker speaks and I speak as the oracles of God, and another minister down there speaks and he speaks as the oracles of God, what we say will be the same thing. Glory to God, it'll be the same thing. Friends, we need to get ourselves lined up by the Word of God. If we don't line up, we're going to be in trouble. Listen, I want to read over here in the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians, and maybe just a little bit in the 7th. But I want to start at the 14th verse. Listen, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Oh, thank God. Do you know what fellowship is, friends? Do you understand that fellowship is partaking with people, having a time with one another, involved in the same things and partaking? If we say that we're the light of the world and then we go do the same things that the world's doing, where's the light at? Glory to God, where's the light at? If we say we're the salt of the earth and we go and do the same things that the world's doing, where's the salt at? If the salt hath lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be cast out. Friends, listen, what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? Somebody says, oh, but we need to go out and be with them folks and try to bring them into the church. If you live wholeness, the Word of God said, if the world hates you, marvel not, for it hated me before. Friends, if you live wholeness and you stand for it like it's supposed to be, they won't want to be around you. If you live for wholeness, your life will prick their conscience. But if you have fellowship with them, if you do the same things that they do, if you carry on in the same ways that they do, oh, thank God. If a man says you need to live holy, and then he goes out and tells little dirty jokes, or if a man says you need to live holy, and then he goes out and tells you can commit a sin, not unto death. Oh, thank God, friends. We need to have a fear of God about us. We need to understand that Satan is alive and well. I believe the Word of God said in Corinthians, he said, if Satan be transformed into an angel of light, it's no great matter that his ministers be transformed into the ministers of righteousness. And friends, there's folks today that are allowing things. And I'm talking now, I pastor a holiness church. And I'm talking now to the people that profess to be holiness. And you know, I say so many times, holiness is a way of life. It's not a denomination. It's a way of life. Holiness is how you live. And people that profess to be holy today, there's so many of them that have let the standard down so far that if some of them old brethren that was around in 1900 come back, they wouldn't even recognize it. They wouldn't even recognize it as holiness. Do you know, it's important today for us to hold that standard up and not be unequally yoked together. Let me go on. I get started sometimes and I forget to go on and read the rest of the scriptures. I want you to listen to what it said. And what concord? That means agreement. What agreement hath Christ with Belial? What agreement has Christ with the devil? What agreement has a child of God with a child of the devil, friend? Oh, thank God. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. Listen. or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now listen, friend, I know that we want to be that way, to where that we know that God's walking in us, that he's our God and we're his people. And here's what he told us to do. Wherefore, that word wherefore means because of this reason. Wherefore, and what reason was it? This up here, because of this. Because God is going to be your God, because he's going to dwell with us and walk with us, and we're going to be his people. This is the reason. Wherefore, because of that. Now listen. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Oh, thank God. Who was he talking about? Who was he talking about coming out from among? Glory to God. Bless his holy name. Glory to God. Bless his name. I feel the Lord today, friend. Who was he talking about coming out from among? It was the world. It was the things of the world. And we've got children of God today that are doing things. And I know that some people think, oh, I wish he'd quit harping on that stuff. I'm not nitpicking, friends. I'm not nitpicking. I'm preaching the word of God. We must come out from among them and be ye separate. Oh, can you imagine me preaching wholeness and preaching clean and pure and a living way, and some come in from out in the world and they hear that and they go off and they're considering it, but they're just of the world. And then on Friday night, they go over to the video store to rent them some of these movies. And I don't rent them. They're awful, I understand. But rent some of these movies, and they look up, and in walks Brother Billy. And I walk over the rack and start looking at the movies. I'm going to rent me one and go home. Am I separate? Have I come out from among them? Am I doing different than they're doing? Oh, listen, friends, the Word of God tells us to live in a way that our life can't be gainsaid. Oh, don't say one thing and do something else. Be wholeness. If you're going to be wholeness, be a child of God or a child of the devil. Quit straddling the fence. Get on or get off. And I tell you today, we need some folks to get on board. Oh, thank God, friends, if we'd hold that thing down. Do you know what's happened over the years? People that were one time so strong in the Lord, they've allowed things. They've let down that standard. And you know, a lot of times they let it down for their children or for their wife or for their husband. They let it down. Friends, we must hold to the plumb line of God's Word. If we don't keep that plumb line straight, our building, our foundation is not straight. The foundation is Christ, and that foundation is straight. But what we're starting, what we're building is not straight if we don't keep that plumb line pulled. Listen, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Oh, thank God. Ain't it wonderful today to be one of God's children? Bless his holy name. Glory to God. Friends, I tell you what, God loves us, and we ought to be so thankful today. Listen, you know, we need to forsake our ideas and our opinions, our thinking. If it's not in line with the gospel, and if it's not in line with what the Word of God says, take it just like Jesus said it. My way and your ways don't mean nothing when it comes to Jesus and to the gospel. Friends, we need to return to the old landmarks. Oh, thank God. Oh, how I loved God's ways. How I loved that way. You know, but in spite of everything, you know, whoever you are listening to me, you know, and I know that people have forsaken God. They've forsaken the old landmarks. They went away from them. A lot of people are saying, well, this is a modern world. Things have changed. And well, you know, it has. It has changed. But has the Word of God changed? Oh, has the standard, has God's standard changed, friends? Listen, has it changed? Oh, no. Thank God. Oh, the Word of God hadn't changed. It's the same. And hell, has hell changed? Friends, it's still the same old dark, bottomless, fiery pit that it's always been. And it's still prepared for people that want to go there, people that choose to go there. Somebody might say, well, wait a minute. Who in the world would choose to go there? Ain't it amazing? Ain't it amazing that people actually seemingly would choose to go there? And it looks like even sometimes, you know, friends, listen to me. Sometimes it looks like even ministers agree on things that are pushing that plumb line. But you know what? It don't matter. Just the mere fact that me and several more ministers agree on a given point, that don't mean much. What we must be agreed on is the truth. What we've got to have unity on is the truth. If we agree on error, friends, that ain't going to get the results done. If we agree on error, that's going to destroy our churches. That's going to destroy our children in the future. We've got to have unity on the truth. And when we can see eye to eye, we've got to be seeing eye to eye on the truth. Oh, listen, I believe Jeremiah said, stand ye in the ways. Stand ye in the ways. Glory to God. Bless your name. Glory to God. And see and ask for the old past. Glory to God. Bless your holy name. Glory to God. I feel the Lord today. Bless your name, Lord. Glory to God. Bless your name. Do you know people call this a modern age? And if you just stop and consider, do you know back in 1920, they called that a modern age? They was comparing it back to 1820, and they called it a modern age. And here we are in the 1980s, and we're calling it a modern age. But you know what, friends? God's Word ain't never been modernized. No, it ain't never been modernized. It's been the same from the day it was written. Part of it was written anyway. It was written anywhere from 1900 years ago back to 4,000 years ago. And do you know what? It ain't changed. And the Word of God tells us over in Jude, he said for us to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Glory to God. Bless your name. Friends, we need to contend for that faith. We need to hold on to the faith of God that's standing before us. Do you know one time the Word of God said over in, I believe it's Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, I think it is. He said that God sent them strong delusion that they might believe a lie and be damned, because they receive not the love of the truth. Glory to God. Friends, you've got to have a desire to do God's will. You've got to have a desire. You've got to want to measure up to the truth of the gospel. And all, friends, we must listen. And I tell you, you know, these people today, I hear so much this thing about they'll say, you know, you can't prove it's a sin, and I don't feel good. They say, my conscience don't bother me. Well, what's that got to do with it? What does that have to do with it? What does the Word of God say? The Word of God says no, and you say, but my conscience don't bother me. What in the world? What difference does that make? What does the Word of God say? Oh, friends, listen. Somebody say, but I don't feel bad. What has got that guy? Say, I go by my feelings. Well, your feelings too many times are your ways, what you want. Friends, what has that got to do with it? The Word of God teaches us, friends. It teaches us to go by the Word of God. Jesus said, my word is truth. And he said, the truth, said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Friends, don't do that. Oh, I tell you what, I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. And there's so many things today that's been clouded over and rolled over till our eyes have got dim. But friends, listen, when you come to the knowledge of the truth, of what the Word of God says about a thing, you can't do that anymore and be one of God's children. You'll either measure up
or you'll go out. You'll either walk in the old paths or you'll walk in some other way. Glory to God. Bless your name. Which way do you want to walk? And if you're going to walk in the old paths, you're going to do it by measuring your life to the Word of God, because that is the old way. That's the good way. That's the good way. Walk in the good way. It said, how did it say it? Stand ye in the way and sin ask for the old paths and walk therein. Where is the good way? That's where the good way is. And walk in that way. Friends, if you walk in them old paths and actually walk therein in a good way, all you talking about rejoicing in your salvation. You talk about loving God's ways. You talk about being able to get a hold of God and being able, friends, being able to pray the prayer of faith, being able to get a hold of the Word of God and pull that good brother or that good sister out of the fire. Jude said in one place, he said, of some having compassion, making a difference, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment that's spotted by the flesh. Glory to God, friends. Our garments, our wedding garments, are spotted by the flesh, and we got to get them cleaned up. Glory to God. Bless your name. He's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. Glory to God, friends. And we got to get our wedding garments cleaned up, or we won't be in that church when he comes back. Oh, friends, do you know what? Somebody that loves God with all their heart. Now, you consider this. If you love God with all your heart, would you rebel against the Word of God? Or would you just humble down to it? Somebody say, well, I don't quite see it that way. Well, even if you didn't quite see it that way, and it come, would you consider it? Would you rebel against it? Or would you go home and hit your knees in that closet and say, oh, God, help me. Lord, help me to know how I need to walk and how I need to live. And would you be willing then to move up to it, even if it conflicted with your ways and with what you wanted? Would it? Oh, thank God. I tell you what, friends, God loves us. His ways are past finding out. They're as far above ours as the heavens are the earth, and we need to understand that we don't need to be like the world. We need to. The Bible tells us that women should dress in modest apparel, and that means men too. We need to dress in modest apparel. Wherever we're at, we're representing. We're an ambassador for Christ. We're supposed to be a representative of Christ. And we need to dress in modest apparel. Friends, I tell you what, if we could walk in a way that would please God, I believe there'd be some changes. The Word of God told us to walk, to walk in them old paths. To walk in, he said in one place, as you have received Christ Jesus, so walk you in him. We got to keep walking. We can't stand still. We can't sit down. We got to keep walking. But friends, we've got to walk in the old paths. Walking in what we want to do, getting our mind tied up in the things of the world, it won't work. If we walk in the old paths, that as the Word of God teaches us, friends, we'll make it to heaven. But if we compromise things, I tell you what, I don't care. It don't matter what you profess, and it don't matter to me how much you shout and lay hands on people. If your fruit don't bear out, it don't bear out to me that you're standing and walking in the old paths, friends. You don't show me nothing. I'll tell you what, we have got to, the Word of God tells us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. We've got to stay out of it. And I tell you what, friends, you must not compromise the Word of God. We cannot compromise. We can't compromise to win anybody. If we compromise and let our standards down to try to get people in, and it swells our ranks till we double the number of churches, and it looks like it's going all over the world. All it is damnable. We must keep that banner held high. That standard has got to be what God would have it to be. Oh, I love God's ways. I love the peace of God and the love of God. But friends, it is still holiness or hell. There ain't no in between. We either God's children or we're children of the devil. But there's so many people trying to straddle that fence and kind of hold on with one hand to God and one hand to the devil. And we can't do that. There's so many people that have turned back and went back into the ways of the world. But they went back because that they began to compromise their salvation. Oh, thank God, friends. We must not compromise. We must not live in a way that the world can gainsay our life. I'll tell you what, I'm running out of time, but I ain't done. I'm gonna continue this on the next program, and I want you to consider what I've said today. It's time for us to lift that standard up. Do you know what a standard is? A standard is something that you measure other things by and compare other things to. And you know what we got? Our standard is called the Holy Bible, and it contains 66 books in it that was written for our admonition, that was written for our instruction, that was written to tell us how to walk and which way to go. And friends, today, if we don't walk in those old paths, after a while, the end will come. And when it does, friends, and you have to stand before the judgment bar of God. Right now, God is giving us mercy. I believe that with all my heart. Right now, he's having mercy on us. But friends, there's coming a day that's just ahead of us, that the mercy is going to end. We love you. We appreciate you so much listening to us. And, oh, I love you. I thank God so much for this opportunity. And I hope with all my heart that something I do or say will help you. Till next week, we'll continue this then. This is Brother Billy saying I love you, and may the God of all peace keep your hearts and mind through His wonderful Word. Hello again, friends. This is Brother Billy coming back to you by way of radio, and I'm so proud that you've tuned my way and so glad that you've listened in. My earnest prayer today is that something that I say or do will be of a help to you, that something I say or do will encourage you and help you to grow in God's way. You know, the Word of God tells us, Peter said, for us to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. And you know, I've thought so many times, children of God, that we are going to grow. It don't matter whether we grow right or wrong, we're going to grow. You know, when a baby is born into this world and it begins to start out its life, it doesn't stay little, does it? No matter what, it grows. It either grows right or it grows wrong. And so many times, friends, if we're not careful, we could be found growing wrong. And oh, how I want to grow right. How I want to be that kind of a child of God that God would have me to be. How I want to be somebody that He would be proud of. You know, I've told so many times about the picture I saw of a bear up in the Smoky Mountains. And they said, this was years and years and years ago. And underneath it, there was a little story. The bear looked real fat and real healthy. Just perfect picture what you think a bear should look like. And underneath the picture of the bear, it said, I remember all of it exactly, but it said something like this, that this bear looks healthy. It said, do not feed the bears. And it said, this bear looks healthy, but said it had been fed the wrong things, and it had stopped up its digestive system, and that it was just a few days after this picture was taken that it died of malnutrition, that it was swelled. It wasn't fat, it was swelled. And so many times I thought, friends, if we don't get the right things, if we don't get the right food, then we're going to grow some way or somehow we're going to grow, and we may not grow the right way. Oh, how I want to be straight, how I want to be perfect in the ways of God. I know that humanly I'll never be perfect, but I want to be perfect in the ways of God and be what He'd have me to be. You know, so many times I've thought about, and I've told this too, that, you know, when I was a kid, my mama fed me what she wanted me to have. When we went and sat down at the supper table, if we had corn, green beans, pinto beans, mashed potatoes, whatever we had, she put it on my plate and she made me eat it because she said it was good for me. But so many people today, they treat their kids like they treat themselves in the Word of God.